From strange little beginnings to great books and ideas. As my bullies were getting worse and worse, there was some kind of a religious ceremony that I had to go through. I have no idea what it was, but it was really important. We were forced into confessionals to confess our sins. I had to lie because I didn't have any sins. So I told the priest that I use bad words. He told me that this was not enough, that I should go back and pray and think about my sins again and stand in line of 200 kids and try my confession again. I felt a sense of relief, knowing that I was not going to do that. Nuh-uh. I sat on that bench a little while longer and went home, and probably lied to my parents. This helped me when bullies actually came after me, when school became dangerous. I took the bus that went in the opposite direction, and I spent months admiring pixel art at the local game arcade. I had a Funky Koval comic entitled I Stand Alone, or One Against All, depending how you look at it, and I'd murmur those words to myself from time to time. I could never figure out what the hell those comics were about. Years passed, and I continued standing alone, learning and practicing and adventuring. I always tried to help people in need, but later I learned that the force to rise must come from within. There is nothing we can do to kindle that in a stranger. The flame will light when they become more aware. As years passed, I found comfort in lonesome adventures. Being alone is far better than being around cults, bullies, fake teachers, and friends who think highly of beer and such and take to making a mess out of their early life. I had a long list of books I was yet to read. Hitchens had a particularly scary intro, and I couldn't read past that. But before looking into them at any length, I found the Four Horsemen discussion on the internet. And you know what? I'd listen to that video on my way into my wilderness adventures. I appreciate everything they say, of course, but none of it comes as any kind of surprise. But this video is special to me because it shows the culture of great beings. They are, in fact, just chatting. They are friends, just having a conversation. And this video, more than any other, always pushed my loneliness away somehow. I kind of don't know how to explain what I got from this video. Maybe it is silly to say, but I think what I got from this video is a bit of culture that somehow is very precious to me. I think I found friends in that video. The next video that moved me was Michelle Alexander's talk about mass incarceration. And between those two, I understood the power of preventing great mistakes in the world. Preventing mistakes like lack of education and bullies and criminals and wars. You will never regret becoming an independent thinker. You will never regret self-education, which is what I'm describing here. You will never regret reading and rereading books that you love. Of course not. Books or videos that move you in a very real way are often written by friends that you wish you had. And even though you find book friends here, they will keep you real company. They will take your lonesomeness away for real. I think the idea of preventing terrible things, such as wars, will come to all of us, and it will be different each time. Each person will see it in a different light. Personally, I believe in global universal income and that borders should be open to all. This way, broken countries will have nothing. All the people will sneak away to lead cheerful lives in better places. And we do have to eliminate world poverty. That is what makes the people in poor countries finally cross the border. I firmly believe that fear of poverty also prevents us from taking to books, from wanting to take education into our own hands. Once a person feels safe and cozy, they naturally wish for books and videos that help them grow. But this is just my own opinion. Each independent thinker will have their own idea on how to prevent bad things and points in history where only desperate choices remain. For all the worries in the world, there are many amazing people in books and videos that will truly inspire you, that will make you stronger. All you have to do to start is to set sadness aside and push the bullies away. Search for a path that is right for you, a path that the older you will be happy that you began walking. And search for hundreds or even thousands of books that bring you ideas, that make you stronger, that make you grow beyond what you thought your limits were.